ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. O sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. I tell you, we just give God glory. Yes, we do. We give him praise. We give him honor, because he brought us here another day to glorify his holy name. Glory to his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And with that, we're going to continue to praise him and give him glory.
Hallelujah.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin's mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Come on, Minister Tiffany. Sleep in heavenly peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake and the sight, glory streaming from heaven afore, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born on Christ the Savior is born. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We give him praise and we give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Greeter, are you there?
People have already declared already on the phone that it is a great morning and a joyful morning. Let us go before our King in prayer. Oh, Father, we love you. We worship you and adore you. We glorify your name in all the earth. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you in all the earth. We do come and adore you. We do acknowledge that there's none beside you, none above you. None can get around you. You are the matchless King, Father. You are our creator, our ancient of days, oh God. And so therefore, we come humbly bowing ourselves before you as Minister Brenda ushered us in before your throne, Father. And she ushered us in, not walking in, but bowing in on our knees and our hearts prostrated before you, saying that we are nothing without you, oh God. Oh God, we come today praying for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Strengthen her, Father. Strengthen her, Father. Strengthen her. We thank you already, hallelujah, for her complete health and wholeness in her body. We lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We pray for complete wholeness and strength and healing in her body as well. Continue to guide and direct them. We pray for Artist Life and our owners, Father, all that are involved in Artist Life, Father. Prosper them, prosper us, and give us direction for years to come. We lift up the speaker today, Father. We know that you've already downloaded a message from on high for us to hear. Open our spiritual ears, Father, that we may hear. He that has ears, Let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on this morning. We bless you, Father. Bless everyone on this call. Meet every need. In Jesus' name, we pray and give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, doing double duty, I guess, this morning. Please take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to you, and thank you so much. To God be the glory for the things he is doing, what he has done, and what he is about to do. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. I just want to thank Minister Sharon for seating and greeting everyone. I tell you, the love of the Lord is flowing through her when she seats everybody and greets everyone, and I know that she is truly a jewel here on the Master's Call, and we so love and appreciate her. And to you, TMC family, thank you for joining us, the newcomers and all. We're so glad that you have joined us this wonderful Monday morning here on the Master's Call. And I'm Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And along with all the members of TMC, welcome you as our special guest. And we hope that this is not your last time joining us here on the Master's Call. Let me just share a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 in October, where our very own co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, said yes to the Master. And we're talking about Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas. We are so glad that they said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on God's word. And it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day each and every day, because we're here every Monday through Friday. And with that, we are so grateful to God for what he has done in these last 10 years, and we're looking for the greater to take place here on the Master's Call. Now, we do have a website you can go to any time of the day or the hour and get a word from the Lord. Yes, you heard right. We have all the messages archived on our website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And also the bios of our speakers, great information is there. We'll be going into our fast, and when we do, all the information is there. And we're so grateful that we have a theme that we're standing on, and this is the last of the month of 2020, and with that theme, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. So many of you might feel like, okay, I need to be a part of this, and we invite you to do so. You can be a greeter, as Minister Sharon did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing right now. You might even have a song in your heart you want to share, or even a word that God has put in your belly. We want to be a part of that. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. But we do take those verbally on Fridays in our second half of the call. Now, what brought us all together is this wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International that's been in existence over 30 years. And we're so grateful for the Diaz de Leon family bringing this company into existence. And with that, we're under the umbrella of Artist Life. And I tell you, if you haven't heard about it, get with the person that invited you to this call. These products are off the chain. Yes. We have testimonies out of this world where lives have been changed. Illnesses have been turned around because of these wonderful products. And that's ARDYSS, Artist Life, LIFE.com, that you can go. Welcome, ArtistLife.com. You can check it out. Now, today is Monday, And every Monday through Friday, there's a call that's happening right after this call called the MMC call. And today is Inspirational Monday, and where Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is the host. And today's special guest who will be speaking is our very own, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Get on that call. It's 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Well, listen, we're getting ready to get a word from the Lord, and I tell you, this woman is truly no stranger to this call because she's one of our co-founders. And when I tell you, God is using her, because one minute we are praying for her because, you know, the enemy is trying to bring her down, but yet she says, I shall rise, okay, in the presence of the Lord. This woman of God is our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Monticello, Mississippi. She was raised, born and raised there and educated through college in Mississippi. She received a Master of Divinity and Doctor in Ministry from ITC in Atlanta University Complex. She has enjoyed married life, mother of two adult children, and a GG godly grandmother to five grands, and is embracing the life of a widow. She enjoys network marketing, was the first ambassador for artists, co-founder of the Master's Call, Bishop in Tradera, and Crystal Executive in her team, Super Fantastic Pain Relief Organization. And this woman of God knows she can preach, all right? So I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, the one, the only, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Monticello, Mississippi. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you, Minister Brenda Terrell?
Absolutely wonderful, and so are you. Glory to God. Take it away.
I tell you, yes, you are. Yes, you are coming out here with these Advent songs this morning. Oh, come, let us adore. Yes, Silent Night, one of my favorites. Thank you so much for what you do and what you bring to this call. Yes, you know how to bring it, and I thank God for you. Yes, I do. Not only are you here in Mississippi with me, I tell you one thing for sure, you're my prayer partner, and I thank God for you. I also want to thank God for my angel. I tell you, she can sing heaven down as well. Our own Minister Sharon Stowers, thank you for greeting us and giving us that powerful opening prayer. I honor those voices that I hear on here first time this morning. Thank you for coming as my guest, my newfound son, Daryl Mickens, out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Timothy Wright. I don't know if you guys know each other there in Memphis, but I thank God for the both of you being on this morning. Minister Pat Jones out of Louisiana, thank you. Thank God for you. Don't know who else is on here, but I thank God for each and every one of you. To my TMC family, God, I surely thank God for you praying for me over this past week. For any of you who have known me since the pandemic, if you just know me since March, then you know I am one who have just, prayed my way out of and did everything I can to stay out of the hospitals, the doctor's offices, and that sort of thing. And so for them to come here and take me to ER in an ambulance was a major thing for me. I mean, I was having a fit. But I thank God for a good pastor down here, Pastor Carlton MacArthur, who says, now you just remember who you are. And out of that statement comes the message that I'm going to give this morning. I thank God for you all. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we bless your name and we give you the glory and honor. Yes, we do. We commit ourselves to you this morning. Speak, God, as only you can. Do what only you can do. Hallelujah. We love you. Speak to us this morning in a powerful way. Shake us, God. Shake us as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I tell you, each and every time I get in trouble, I call my sister because I know that there is something about that Mother Joseph Weatherspoon that picks my spirit up no matter where. I am, and she's going to ask her what's going on with her, and she has to find out. So I called in and said, hey, listen, I'm not doing so good over on this side. And I just thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who has been here. She's my sister in heart, and yes, she is, and a prayer warrior to boot, and can prophesy, and absolutely an eager eye for the Lord. I thank God for you, sis. I thank the Lord for Mother Josie as well this morning. Get to the scripture, and let us get here and get in the word right quick-like, because I only have about 10 minutes, 10 or 15, look like right now. And it's so much that I want to say. I was just going to do the 11th through the 14th verses, but then I said, my goodness, that is pulling a little too much out from where we need to go. So I'm going to drop on up there on the 8th verse, and I'm going to read from the Message Bible. And I ask that you listen attentively, jot it down, and go back and read this whole chapter here, because it reminds me so much of what we need to be doing right now. Don't run up debts. We coming up to Christmas, you all. Don't let those children tug on your heart and others to run up debts and buy stuff, just junk. Except for the huge debt of love you owe each other. When you love others, you complete what the law has been after all along. The law code, don't sleep with another person's spouse. Don't take someone else's life. Don't take what isn't yours. Don't always be wanting what you don't have. And any other don't you can think of. People texting me, y'all can't do it at the same time. Don't do that. Don't do that. Love other people as well as you do yourself. You can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law code, the sum total of it all is love. Write that out in big box car letters. Now, this is where I'm preaching from. But make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when he first believed, when we first believed. We can't afford to waste 1 minute. Must not squander these precious daylight hours in sleeping around and dissipation, in bickering and grubbing everything in sight, grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed. Get dressed. Don't larder and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourself how? In Christ, and be up and about it. Lord, these eyes ain't working so good this morning. I speak to them now in Jesus' name. Come on now. The subject this morning is wake up, get up, and dress up. Wake up. It is apparent that Paul here in the book of Romans, in this 13th chapter, again, I reemphasize, is speaking to some of us, speaking to those who call ourselves godly Christians, godly citizens, and those who say that we truly love God. We who identify ourselves as Christians and lovers of the Word of God should absolutely act like it. We should not be stirring up wrath and causing people to doubt. However, actions always speak louder than words. How many of you wake up eager, hop out of bed, embrace the morning sunlight, ready to shut it up after listening to and participating on our morning TMC call? And then you jump on your Zoom calls and you are ready to share with the world the joy that the Lord has given you. How many of you jump up, wake up like that every day? Or do you wait until the alarm go off and you hit that snooze button one time, two times, sometimes up to four times before finally realizing that if you don't just drag yourself out of bed, Lord have mercy, stealing just one more moment of sleep, you know that you're going to have, you will blow your whole day before your day ever starts. We hear the alarm. Yes, we do. We are aware of the alarm. Yes, we are. We respond to the alarm momentarily. But yes, which negated everything that just happened, we roll over and go back to sleep. Does this describe anyone here? Does this describe your spiritual life? Are we aware of the reality of God? Real, real. Jesus is real to me. We know that he's real. Having responded at points in our past where we know God has done some great things in our lives. But then, because of life, we have gotten tired. We've crawled in bed. And we kind of turned things around. We've gotten to the point where we want things to be normal again. We hear it so often now. We are so ready for things to be normal again. We are ready to get back to church like it used to be. We are ready to do things the way they used to be. We are wanting to go back to Egypt, as the Israelites told Moses in the desert. Take us back. Hallelujah. Take us back to Egypt. At least we could eat. Take us back. We want to go back to normal. We have forgotten what Isaiah says in 43:18, behold, I am doing a new thing in you. Behold, hallelujah, I'm going to make some rivers through this desert here. Can you not see? Oops, I am doing a new thing. New means that you have not seen it before. Doesn't mean that it has not happened before. It just means that you have not seen it. I've heard so many people of all ages say to me, Dr. PK, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. I can surely tell you, I've never seen anything like this before. You all, listen to me this morning. It's a new thing. Wake up and embrace this new thing. Stop seeking to go back to the way things used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here feeling spiritually groggy this morning, half asleep and half awake, aware of the presence of God, believing in God, but slipping in and out, hitting that snooze button? Some mornings when I wake up, I hit that snooze button and pray to God that, oh, Lord, if I can just have 15 more minutes, I mean 15 minutes would give me what I need, is what I tell myself in my head. Just before I get up, just let me have 15 more minutes, Lord. Well, God is wanting you to know that you have your 15 minutes. You have all the time that you are going to have in the 24 hours that he's giving you every day. How are you going to use those 24 hours? When we are asleep, we are unaware of the world around us. All kinds of things are going on around us. Things are happening right here around us that we are not aware of. Sleepy Christians are unaware of what God is doing right in front of you. Why? Because you have scales on your eyes. This morning, I pray to God, hey, glory, drop the scales from my eyes. You better pray for yourself this morning so that I can see what it is that you are doing right here in my midst, God. Unstop my ears, God, so that I can hear what it is that you are saying to me and saying to your church. Make me ready, God. Help me to dress up. Breathe up on me afresh so that I can love the unlovable. Help me, God, help me so that I am aware of those who are hurting right here around us. It totally amazes me, you guys, that I hear people. I just talked to a man the other day who asked me, why should I wear a mask? I'm right out here in fresh air. I'm in the country. I've already had COVID one time. Ain't gonna have it again. I'm doing fine. But, sir, what about the 300,000 who have died from COVID? Are you not aware of the pain and the suffering and the loss? Are you not aware that there is a possibility that you can have this thing again? Are you not aware? Are we not aware of what is going on? Good God of mercy. We need to understand that God wants us to wake up, wake up, wake up. After we wake up, we need to get up. Somebody said, oh, shake yourself. I used to ask my children, are your feet on the floor yet? I don't care if you say you woke, boy. Get yourself out of that bed. Put your feet on that floor. Get yourself to moving. We need to not only wake up, we need to get up. We need to get up and look around and see what's going on around us, you all. We need to see and know that the devil, the enemy of your soul, who hates you dearly, who wants you to be poor, broke down and out, who wants you to be sick in your body so that you can do nothing, who wants you to have broken relationships, who wants you to hate folk because of their skin color and ethnicity, who wants you to just barely make it. I want you to know that's the enemy of your soul. Hallelujah. You need to get up and move it around. My alarm says it's time for me to bring it in. Get up. Get up. Dress. Get up. Wake up. Get up and dress up. Dress up in the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, when we talk about putting on the whole armor of God, so that we can move it out every day and be prepared for whatever is coming our way. We need to know that we can do this thing. Yes, we can. We can live this life victorious. If we wake up, hallelujah. If we get up, yes, yes, yes. And if we dress up, we can get up and live a life that is full of joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord will give us what we need so that we can live a life whereby we can love our enemies. God, that's a hard thing to do. Yes, but I can do it through you, says the Lord. Come on, Minister Brenda, and take it, because I got, ooh, Jesus. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Wake up, get up. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's a new season. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. Awesome on-time word this morning. Glory to God. Looking forward to the next phase. Yes, yes, we are. And I tell you, every time God tells her to wake up, get up, and she comes with a powerful word. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you for your glory filling our temples. We thank you, Father God, for your word that's forever settled in heaven, filling our hearts and our minds, Father God. And yes, we will listen to what the Spirit has to say to us. Yes, we will adhere to your word. Yes, we will be obedient to your word and to your will. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who have poured into us this morning. We thank you for the word, Lord God, that have manifested powerfully in our hearts and in our minds, Father God. And we, your people who are called by your name, will humble ourselves, pray, Seek your face daily, Lord God. Use us to your glory. Use us for your purpose, O God. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise and the glory. Thank you, Father, for pouring back into Dr. PK 10 times more than what, 100 times, 1,000 times more than what she has poured into us this morning, O God. We thank you for filling her temple, for restoring her health, Lord God, like never before. We thank you for the blood of Jesus overtaking her, O God. We thank you, Father, for comforting her in every area of her life, Lord God. We thank you for restoring your restoration power. It's awesome, O God. And we thank you for doing it not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch those that are going through health challenges right now. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon is formed against them will prosper. We thank you that you are doing a work like never before in them, through them, and for them. So we thank you for Lisa. Thank you for Kai. Thank you for Sir John. Thank you for Tina and her husband, Darvin. Thank you for Tessa. Thank you, Lord God, for Macy, Eddie, and baby Hollis. Thank you for Grady and all those, Lord, that may be going through health challenges. Restore, Lord God, according to your will and according to your way. And, Father, the bereaved families, we're thanking you right now for giving them comfort like never before. We glorify you, Father, for Denise Williams and her family, the Hangley family, the Countaway family, the Hurst family, Clifford Davis family, Flanagan's, Lee and Griffin family, the Hannah family, and all those, Father, you know who they are. So, Father God, we ask that you just give them a peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing, Father, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we give your name glory, Father, for each individual on this call. We ask, Father God, that you use them to your glory this day. We thank you for every good and perfect gift. Bless Mother Josie in a special way this morning, oh God. Touch her. Touch her, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa, her caregiver, oh God. Give her strength, Father, to carry on like never before. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, yes, yes, yes. Awesome call. You can share it with somebody today. Today, yes. We have a playback that you can send to someone and tell them, get this word, get this word. It's 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Remember, the MMC call is next, with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon hosting and Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox is speaking. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Sharon Stowers, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory. We give God praise for each and every one of you joining us and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Dr. P.K. Roberts, would you please come and close us out with the benediction? We love and appreciate you.
Oh, holy God, as we end this call, we thank you for admonishing us to wake up, to get up, and to dress up. And once we truly, truly, truly realize who we are in you, our identity, it makes it so much easier for us to do just that. Now may your grace, your mercy, and your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we go out to live a super fantastic life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys. Have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.